Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Metal Shop here, and I have a band in studio called Vanishment. I've been playing their song Force Compliance here on Metal Shop and Loud and Local. They just released No More Torture, self-released, I believe, by Vanishment. And before we go into anything, questions about the band and everything, introduce yourself. Tell us what you do in Vanishment.
Jeremy McAllister, I play guitar.
Chris Wozniak, drums.
Brian Johnson, guitar.
Rob Ropkins, vocals.
Nate Baker, bass.
Right on. Okay, so the origin story, in the words of Marvel. What's the origin story of Vanishment, guys? Was this a COVID project? Did you guys start before the pandemic? You know,
a little bit before.
Yeah, a little bit before.
Okay.
You know, and then we were just so like we have some shared history of past bands.
Which bands?
Hell Promise. Me and Nate.
Yes.
Played together.
Saw you guys with Himsa back in the day.
We had a band Pinned Red for a little while.
That's right. Yeah.
So Rob and Chris tied in, and so
we had some member changes when we were with Pinned Red, and it just felt when Jeremy got back in the mix that it just was different, and so we just decided to blow it up and start over and come up with a new name, and it just sounded different enough, and it's been great ever since.
Right on.
Kept us sane during COVID, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we recorded the whole record over that whole, period of time. So it did. It really helped us kind of focus in. And, when you had music in your life for so long, and then all of a sudden everything stops, it was really hard. I can't remember not playing a show for so long.
That recording really kept our sanity through the whole thing.
Totally. I think. And for what it's worth, Chris Wozniak over here was the man behind the board.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. That definitely kept me busy at home during COVID mixing down the album. So, it was a fun thing to work on and kept me out of trouble, I guess.
Nice. Okay. So how did you guys kind of function in the pandemic? Did you guys have your own little bubble as the band? Did you guys do any remote recording? How'd you guys do it?
When we first started, we did do the whole social distance thing for a while, but
masked up at
what
practice.
What was it? What made us kind of just say screw it? What was it?
Was going crazy.
Going crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Watched every goddamn Netflix show that there was.
Yeah.
We got tired of it. I think also, for a while, we were even doing like Zoom meetings.
Sure.
Right? Because
in the very, very
when it was really locked down.
Everyone was, yeah.
The vaccine, I think, helped when we got that first shot. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it, boys.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, totally.
Playing with masks and then, apparently that someone was getting sick or not. Whatever. We fought through it.
Let's just acknowledge the fact that how cool it is to be in the same room together doing an interview.
I did the
Zoom interviews and it was cool. It was a product of the time and it was a skill in and of itself to like hoard people, you know, and kind of like wrangle things and then try and like everyone had lag, you know, it's like, you didn't know who was going to talk next. But it's nice to have an in-person interview, man. It's something that's very special. And, during the last couple of weeks, all the Facebook memories pop up.
Yeah.
You know, three years ago, Capitol Hill being a ghost town, you know,
for sure, right?
But we've all endured and it's awesome to be on the other side of it. Knock on wood. And you guys have a new album, you know, as a product of that. So did you guys record this yourselves?
We did.
Yes. Nice. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We got together and we did drum tracks at our practice place.
Where is that?
The substation.
Yes.
In Ballard.
Cool.
And so we did that there. And then tracks and we just worked on it from home.
Yep.
And so a lot of that stuff that's on there, you know, Jeremy and I would just start doing stuff and Chris would put it together and it would be sometimes just a big surprise. We're like, oh, that worked out pretty well because we did not collaborate on that at all.
Yeah.
You know, but it just sounded pretty cool. So, and then the vocals and bass were all done back at the practice place. But, man, it really kept us sane through the whole thing. So it was pretty cool. And you know, thinking about the pandemic, too, I remember the first back to, I think it was Testament, Death Angel, and Exodus.
Yeah,
I saw you there.
Yep, the Bay Area thrash revival, man. Dude.
And I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, well, there's nobody here, and it was like packed, and I was like, oh, metal's back, and people were just loving it, man. It made me so happy. Best shows I've seen in a long time, you know. So
I went from not seeing a single show for like a year and a half, and my first show back was a sold out Black Dahlia Murder show at El Corazon. So you go from nothing, sold out El Corazon show.
Yeah, totally, yeah.
And I was like, if I'm gonna get COVID, it's gonna be tonight.
Yeah,
you
right.
know,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like Jesus. Yeah. So, you know, that was a way to get me back in. But so how have you guys been enjoying playing around lately? You guys have been playing some gigs.
That's been great.
What are some of your favorite places to play?
Showbox Market. No, I'm just kidding.
Totally.
Crocodile.
Special guests.
You know, I don't know, man. We play a lot of the smaller places, but
I like the venue up in Bellingham. That's pretty cool.
The Shakedown.
Dude.
Shakedown's a great venue.
Substation's cool.
Substation.
Yep. Substation's great.
You guys don't have to travel far from practice space to the stage.
Yeah,
that makes it the best. That's the best.
El Corazon, obviously.
Yeah.
Like some like Daryl's if we're playing like a dive bar like Daryl's.
Daryl's there.
Is great. Yeah.
The Sunset. We played there a while ago, and that place was amazing. Like we hadn't played there since.
Yeah,
I want to play there again. The Sunset. That was really fun.
It was awesome being there. Yeah. So.
Right on. So, are you guys a Seattle band? Do you guys consider yourselves a Seattle band? Do you guys all live in city limits of Seattle, or are you guys where are you guys?
Nope.
We call ourselves a Seattle band, actually, but half of us
do.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the other half are Snoho, bro.
Everett, I live in Everett.
Yeah, so I think, you know.
Snoho Thrashcore.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we
hell yeah, I'll go with
Seattle
that. That's good.
Half of us live there, and we play all our shows in Seattle. So, I don't know. Maybe you guys got to move.
You come up to us.
All right, let's go around the room. What was the first metal album that made an impact on you as a kid?
Oh, true,
dude.
Wow. For me, Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast, that rocked my world because of the art. You know, back then we would pick albums by the artwork.
Yes, back when there were albums. Yes.
Right. So that was huge for me, and I loved them. So,
absolutely.
I think mine was. If anybody knows me, you guys probably guessed this, but it was Too Fast for Love. It was Motley.
Nice.
That record was like, it was raw, it was killer. And I remember I was living in California, just a kid.
What part?
I was in Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah. and just hearing Too Fast for Love, and it was just awesome. Livewire, and yeah, it was a great record. So
yes,
still one of my favorites.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
I think for me, it was Black Sabbath, Paranoid.
Cool.
I grew up on a lot of classic rock, and that was kind of like my gateway into like metal.
Yeah.
It was all downhill from there.
Are you from the Northwest?
I'm from Chicago originally.
Okay. When did you move to the Northwest?
Oh, I've been here for 7 years now.
Okay. Nice. Right on, man. Anyone else who wants to jump in? First metal album or band?
This is Jeremy, and I would have to say Metallica's Ride the Lightning.
Nice.
My Hesher neighbor had it, and skateboard to it all the time as a kid, and I just loved it.
All right, new Metallica album's coming out. What do you think? You think you're going to like it?
I liked the last song that just came out, the 72 Seasons.
Yeah.
And the first song.
I don't know. One thing I will say is, like, you know, there are some older cats, and they've been around a long time, but I'm still surprised that Hetfield's vocals are actually better now than they have been for a long time. They sound pretty good on that stuff, so I'm looking forward to that. But I'll have to see. I mean, I didn't, like, when I first heard the first couple songs off Hardwired, Self-Destruct or whatever, I was like, meh, whatever. Mm-hmm. But then, like, the songs that came out on the album, there's a couple in there that are bangers that I liked.
Spit out the Bone. That's
that song of the album's killer. So maybe they got a trick up their sleeve and they got something sick on the record. That's just kind of a little hidden gem. I'm looking forward to it. So.
I mean, at this point, the fact they can come out with
an album.
Yeah, right? It's pretty cool, man. They're just still producing. And usually there's a couple of songs where they're awesome. So, you know, it's killer.
I mean, they just announced that they bought a vinyl pressing plant to release, we need to get in line. Right?
That's
amazing. Isn't that cool?
They
had
so
all that
cool.
backup for vinyl during the pandemic and stuff, and so Metallica just said, okay, well, we'll make our own.
The demand for Lulu on vinyl is so huge.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I am the table. I am the table.
They got to build their own infrastructure.
Take care of it.
Between that and St. Anger, I don't know what they're
going to do. I know, right? How about you, man?
I think for me, it's probably more rock and roll, the Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duff McKagan, like, as a bass player, he's like one of my favorites, and that's one of my favorite. Like, that was like junior high. Yeah, I loved it.
Do you guys see the announcement for that Power Trip Festival?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it? AC/DC, Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Tool, and...
there was another one.
It's like all the biggest... Like
Ozzy
bands.
It's like
Ozzy's on there.
So yeah, let's see. It's Ozzy Osbourne, AC/DC, Metallica, Tool. Iron Maiden, Tool.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's one more though.
There's sick Guns. I don't know. Anyways, there's tons. It's gonna be crazy. I think that they blew all of the money on all of the headliners. They couldn't afford like an undercard, so they're like, okay, and they realized that nobody really those are the bands people want to see.
Where's the show going to be at?
It's in Indio, California, where they have Coachella, and it's put on by Golden Voice, who does Coachella. So.
When I saw all those names on one ticket, I was like, I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was going to be Power Trip coming back to play a festival.
I know, right? That would be killer, by the way. Right? I love that band.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay, because I did this last time when you interviewed with us.
Yes.
You asked the question, but I asked you the question. What's yours?
First metal band that I fell in love with? It was Iron Maiden. Actually, you know, that's kind of a lie. It was Metallica.
Fly the air.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden was the first one that I would consider like actually bought like a CD and like really fell in love with it. But as far as like hearing on the radio was Metallica. I mean, it was, you know, I'm young enough that, you know, my first metal song that I heard was you know, Enter Sandman, you know, probably on KISW, probably seeing it on MTV, you know, and you know, it wasn't the most metal of their stuff, but that was, you know, you have to have a gateway.
Absolutely.
And the album's killer, man.
Yeah.
It's a good record.
Yeah. Hetfield's bangs are pretty metal.
Absolutely. And Jason Newsted's undercut, you know, he had the,
dude. Yep. Now you're talking.
Absolutely. So probably that was the Black Album was probably my first thing. And then Iron Maiden, I got a CD of theirs. And then Dio, got really into Dio for a while. So kind of like the old school stuff. And then it's really into punk. And then, you know, kind of more of the – I got like some like compilation CDs and then got into like some like hardcore like Hatebreed, got really into Hatebreed, you know, some of that, more of that kind of stuff, and then you know, all over the place, so.
Killer.
But this isn't about me. This is about Vanishment.
Well, come on now.
So you guys put your album out on not only on compact disc, but also on cassette tape.
Sure did.
Yeah, cutting edge, bro.
Yes, exactly. You guys still collect? Do you guys have your old tape collections? Anyone here still have their tape collection?
I have some.
I have most of it, yes.
That's awesome.
And CDs.
Yeah. And I've bought quite a few new cassettes, too.
Really?
So the collection is growing.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a vintage AV room, so I have a record player, cassette player, and then I've got a VHS player and a bunch of old
Betamax.
What's that?
Do you have a Betamax?
No, I don't have that.
Okay.
Because I didn't have any of that before. So.
Sure.
And,
Laserdisc?
A bunch of old console games, too.
Nice, dude. Yeah. Is that like the dead format room?
Yeah. It's coming back. Come on. Yeah.
Come on, man.
He sits in there with a glass of red wine.
It's got like 2-inch tape, reel to reel. Yeah. That's amazing. Awesome. Does anyone else here, what's your favorite format? CD, vinyl, cassette? What do you guys?
I always thought, I like CD, cool. Man, because I'm I from still the like, late 80s, yep. 90s. So for me, like CD, like I never saw what was wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good. Album artwork was a little bit bigger than the tape. Maybe not as big as an LP.
You could play it in the car.
You could play in the car. It sounded good. It still sounds good.
Absolutely.
You know, sounds better than streaming.
On
streaming
this record, stuff. I mean, we've sold stuff and I've been shipping it to Brazil, Japan, Austria, like we've been shipping it all over the place. And I think it's just because people like to hold stuff, man. They want to be able to like hold it and look at it and open. I mean, that's what I did when I was a kid, man. I'd wait in line to buy a record and then you'd open it up and usually what I go to is the thank you list. I'd be like, who do they think? What other bands? Oh, cool. I have to check those bands out. But it meant something, you know. You could read the lyrics and you could look at the artwork. It was a complete package.
That is one.
The streaming thing's cool, but you just kind of lose that a little bit, you know? So.
Metal fans will always buy physical media.
Yeah,
and that's, you know, if there's one genre of music that'll keep the compact disc, the record alive, it is metal because they want the big artwork and they want they want the lyrics and they want to support the band. So,
I got another question. Look at me here.
Okay, let's go.
Let's see what we come up with here because there's a big conversation going whether you release singles or records.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say my vote is I love records, man. I love when a band puts out a full, complete record from beginning to end because it's a journey. And I know there's a lot of people, even in metal, that think just putting out singles is a better way to go. So I ask, I say, what's the?
Yeah, I mean, full album all the way. Yeah. I mean, that's like you said, it's a journey. You know, when I listen to a band that I like, I listen to the entire album. I don't, you know, skip to something else.
Sure,
I like the whole album. So. Yeah.
Even if there's turd tracks,
there might be. I might skip that one.
I mean, let's face. I mean, if you're a pop artist, a hip hop artist, and you wanna, and this is gonna sound so cheesy, but if you wanna quote unquote gain traction with your content on TikTok, then of course you'll just release singles and you'll just release them. You know, time by time, the single, and you'll go viral with your singles. But if you know you're. You know, most metal bands, most hardcore, most punk bands, they're not going to rely on those kind of analytics on your social medias. They're going to rely on, you know, their live show and the killer product that they put out, their artwork, their album. So I think albums for, you know, a band like yours, but like for singles or for, you know, the pop world and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But
guys, maybe we should get a Tic Tac account.
Yeah, let's go.
Tic Tac. Start pushing out them singles.
Yeah, put it up on the YouTubes.
Yeah, on the YouTubes.
A series of tubes. I like
it's
it.
It's going to be killer.
Well, let's go into a song, guys. We're going to go into a song, Dismiss the Warning from No More Torture. Anyone want to introduce this one, guys?
No, go for it, man. Tell them what it's about.
Come on. Yeah. You rather just let the music speak for itself.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
No, I will say something.
Okay, let's go.
This song's my favorite song of ours, and it's good. Thank you.
All right, it's Vanishment here on Metal Shop.
With I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That was Dismiss the Warning by Vanishment off No More Torture. You can pick it up now on on compact disc, on tape. You guys going to put it out on vinyl?
Vinyl's coming soon.
Vinyl's coming soon.
As soon as everyone buys all the rest of the tapes and CDs, then we'll make vinyl.
Nice, dude. That's awesome. So during, in support of the record, are you guys going to plan on, going out of the city at all? Are you guys going to be playing out of town? You guys got any plans for the summer?
Not necessarily, but we're definitely open to it.
Okay.
You know, getting down to the West Coast would be good. We have some contacts down there, but just nothing's been put in place yet.
Sure.
You know, I think right now, I mean, you know, everybody's pretty busy with life in general. Mm-hmm. The band is taking, you know, a lot of time up, which is great that we're getting a good push and getting some good press on the record. But, I think for me personally, if we could do a little weekend, long weekend here or there, get down to the West Coast, that would be great. I mean, any big touring, I don't think really fits our life currently right now. I mean, we're all, got families and things like that and full-time jobs and stuff. But opportunities come up, man.
Yeah.
We'll definitely entertain them for sure.
So you mentioned you all have family and whatnot. What do the kids think of Dad's weird metal band?
My kid loves it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
anytime
awesome.
I turn it on, he's headbanging.
They just think it's crazy, and they like have no clue because they just think of me as some boring schlubby dad.
Yeah.
And then they like saw me for the first time a few months ago. We played with Warbringer at El Corazon.
Yeah.
It was all ages, and they came, and they had never seen me play once. And then they saw it, and they were like, "Holy shit, what? That's my dad? Like, that's so crazy." They thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And
that is amazing.
And now they're like, they think it's sort of cool, kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
And they'll make fun of me for it. But
you're still dad.
Good-natured.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but they think it's funny.
I think my kids, usually, every time they see anything live, they go, "Does your neck hurt?"
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't seem
to stop
question.
It, though. Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Right on. Yeah. Okay, so during the pandemic, there were a series of crappy days. There still are. Mm-hmm. So if you're having a crappy day, what's an album you can reach for that is, an old standby?
Mm. I've got one that, yeah. I like my, I think one of my top three albums of all time, metal albums, is, I go back to it, like, all the time. Like, is Death Symbolic? I can listen to that album all the time, and for some reason it just takes me to a different place, and I can, like, if I'm having a day and go walk the dog and just listen to it and then come back and feel good, which is funny because the album is, you know, it's not like some feel pop album.
But it makes you feel good.
Oh, I love it, man. I just, it's killer. It's like top to bottom. It's one of the best metal albums ever made. And I, every time I listen to it, it just gets me jazzed. That's
awesome.
One I always go for.
Gonna have to go with Megadeth, rest in peace.
Yes.
You know?
I want to see them. In Everett?
Yes, it's been our backyard. We, I feel
gotta
like
go.
Obligated,
yeah.
You know? But, yeah, for sure, man.
That's awesome.
I guess I'd have to say Slayer, Seasons in the Abyss.
Nice,
that's
dude.
One of my favorite records of all time. Rust in Peace.
Is that your favorite Slayer?
You know, I think it is, man. Yeah. And I know that sounds crazy because you got
crazy.
Rain and Blood, but Seasons, man, it's just...
We've
it's
had
just
many
a,
discussions about this.
It's a great record, man. It's great. But, not and but the records before that are killer too, but I will say Rust in Peace, man. That's one of my top five
oh, yeah.
favorite
yeah.
thrash records of all time.
I went to a you guys mentioned Bellingham playing a show up there. I went to Bellingham. I used to go to college up there, so I went back to visit. Went to an antique store and I found an old humongous Rust in Peace promo poster
oh,
for when it was just released
sweet.
For $20. Humongous.
Oh.
It's the size of a freaking door. It's humongous.
Oh,
can't
awesome.
Even find a place in my house that it would fit, yeah. but it's just like I yeah. had to get it. Dude.
Oh,
it's like available soon.
That's
which,
amazing.
Yeah,
if you can't
awesome.
Find a place for it, let us
know. Exactly. Exactly. yes. For your practice space.
Put it in our practice space.
Exactly. How about you, man?
Boy, yeah, I the pick's already like Rust in Peace for me, you know, but I'm so all over the place. I think the one album that always makes me feel really good when mm-hmm. I hear it is Merciful Fate, Melissa.
Yeah.
God, the riffs on that album are so
mm-hmm.
good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my album.
This one's
can you do a King Diamond voice?
No,
oh, yeah.
not at all.
maybe Pantera.
Yeah.
Like Vulgar
yeah.
Display. Like mm. it like takes me yeah. back to high school and like yeah. I played baseball in high school.
Yep.
That was like our, every trip we went on. It was like always Pantera, just
nice.
Turn to 10.
Crank it.
Yeah.
All right, I'll
up new level there, Baker.
Yeah.
Everyone's thoughts on the reunion. See, that's where everyone goes.
So I got a hot take on it.
Yeah,
I think it's, I'm split. Right, like I understand logistically and like. For Phil and Rex, like, yeah, sure, it makes sense, right? Like, the guys we brought on tour, they are super homies with the Abbott brothers, right? Like, it's not they just brought some young kids in that were just going to, you know, fill in the shoes or whatever. It's like, no, Diamond Vinny were super good friends with those guys
mm-hmm.
for a long time. That's cool. And they're honoring them. At the same time, Pantera was the Abbott brothers' band.
Yep.
And those other guys...
Even before Phil.
Yeah, and, you know, it's hard. Like, to me, in the 90s, Pantera was probably the band I saw the most live, just because they always played and they were killer.
Yeah.
And I would go see them all the time, and I was always gravitated towards, you know, Dimebag and Vinny. It's like, I thought they were the cool guys, you know?
Totally.
And so part of me is like, kind of butthurt about it. But I didn't want to do it, but now I'm like... I get it. It makes sense. Like, if two of you guys died, I would just find people
who thought you were cool. Find Charlie Benante and Zach
yeah,
Wilde.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it'd be cool. It'd be a good time, brothers.
I mean, you know, I've listened to it, and I was, you know, like, when they, I think they were South America's where they first started playing, and I was watching those videos, and I was like, man, this sounds pretty good. I mean,
of course it does, yeah.
There was a couple of things with Zach. I was just like, that's not exactly how Dime played it, but whatever. But I will tell you this. Charlie Benante played things perfectly, in my opinion. I was like, dang. And I was reading articles by him. He actually said he set his drums up similar to the way Vinny would play it.
Wow.
He wanted to make sure that it was about as close as you can get without being the person, you
mm-hmm.
know. And so I thought it was pretty cool. Now... The stage energy, right? I mean, Phil just kind of stands there now. It ain't like how it used to be.
Sure.
But sonically, I thought it sounded pretty
good. It ain't the same band, man. I mean, like, Dimebag and Vinny, those guys are the most wild-ass party animal dudes in the history of heavy metal.
Yeah.
That's hard to replicate. So, but they can play the music, but it ain't Pantera.
Yeah.
Well, then let's pose this question. You brought up an interesting point. If you were to, knock on wood, if you were to die tragically and Vanishment had to continue on.
Yes.
And they had a choice of any metal musician ever. Who would you want them to replace you with? And we'll go around the room tell us
who would you want to replace me with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who would you want to replace me with?
I like this one.
Basically, you know, it's kind of like the, like, who would you want to play you in a movie kind of thing, you know? Who would you want?
I know who I want.
I got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
You got it?
I do.
All right. I'm going to pick Dave Mustaine because it would just throw a wrench in your guys' lives and be a royal pain in the ass. Because
then you'd have to be in a band with Dave Mustaine.
It would make you long for the day when the super nice guy sitting over here in chair number one was around instead. You got that guy to deal with.
Because even if Dave Mustaine joins a band and is now the new hired gun, it's going to be Dave Mustaine's band.
Totally, yeah.
And you guys are all the hired
gun. You are now his employees.
Exactly.
All right. Gene Hoglan's my favorite drummer.
There you go.
It's just
nice.
I'll play with that guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys would enjoy
I guess
that.
He's a good replacement for you. Yeah, I guess.
All right, I'm going to go with, can I go two?
Sure.
I'm going to go with a local guy and then a bigger guy. So okay. I'm going to say Eric Peterson from Testament.
Yeah.
One of my favorite rhythm guitar players ever. He's killer. And now he's ventured into doing solos and he's turned out pretty good at it. And then you'll like this one, Kirby Johnson from Hempstead.
Oh, nice. Bro.
Yes.
If I had to be replaced by someone local, I would pick Kirby.
Okay.
I support this message.
So let's kill him. And
then I'm going to put James Hetfield in the band.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, to, you know.
What if both of you died and you had Hetfield and Mustaine in the band?
Oh, dude. That would last 2.2
that's
seconds.
What I'm, that's what I'm
have a black
thinking.
Eye.
Great, yeah, right. Great.
I can't even think of anybody.
You can't have too many cooks in that kitchen.
I can't. Okay. I don't know if I'm replaceable.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. I can go along with that.
Wow.
All right.
You know one you would want to replace you?
I can't.
No? Okay.
Can I'm going to pick.
Can All right, you guys can pick.
Let us pick. Let us pick.
You guys I want because I need to do yoga and take care of myself in a better fashion in my older age. And I think he could show us a thing or two about slapping the bass.
He can. He's bass player.
That's what we need too. Thrash always sounds.
How about Robert Trujillo's son, who's now in Suicidal Tendencies?
Yeah, that kid's good.
He's really good.
He filled his dad's job. You know, he's now the bassist of Suicidal. How sick is that?
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty awesome. Awesome.
Pretty cool. Crazy.
Yep.
Right on. Yep. All right, guys. Well, now all the hypotheticals are off the table. Favorite Northwest bands of all time.
I got two again. Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
As well.
I'm gonna go for. I came up in the hardcore scene. You know, I played in Trial.
Yep.
I loved that. I was in a band, Serenity, and the band that was a huge influence was Undertow.
Yes.
I loved Undertow. Meeting those guys and playing with them, and
Wearing an Eris t-shirt.
I am wearing an Eris. Old Pettibone's my bud.
Yeah.
And. At Both Ends, that record, man, the song Cedar in particular is just, it spoke to me. So that is it. Now, for the metal side of things, I'm going to go with Forced Entry.
Yes.
Mm. Interesting.
Love Forced Entry.
Uncertain Whoa. Future.
Oh, choice.
Yeah. Forced Entry, dude. Yep.
Cracking necks, bro.
Bone cracking fever.
I love Forced Entry.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep.
Rad Hole, man. Yep. What a badass.
I mean, you know, of course, you know. Honorable mention, Nevermore. Jeff Loomis is one of those guitar players.
I was
going to
hold on.
R.I.P. World Dane.
Sanctuary. I mean, I could keep going, dude. But,
yeah, Nevermore. Yeah.
R.I.P. World Dane. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay, so for me, when I was growing up, I would go to this record store in West Seattle. I lived in West Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a record store there called Penny Lane.
Yeah.
And... Metal Church would always come over there.
Cool.
And so for me, it's got to be Metal Church. And
they would come over there for like signings or stuff? Or?
No, I was so young back then, but I think what the deal was is their manager worked at the store
Oh, cool.
or was somehow involved with that record store. Mm-hmm. So they would be there. I would see them, you know, in the store. I was like 12 or something like that.
Oh, my God, it's Metal Church. That's amazing.
So it was really cool.
And they're like, shut up, twerp. We're Metal Church.
I don't even remember how old I was, but yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Sick. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
There you go.
Mix-a-Lot. Nice.
Kid Sensation.
All right. Yeah. You got one, Chris?
Well, if we're going to go with like some mainstream picks, I would say Alice in Chains and Soundgarden.
Incredible.
Soundgarden. Two huge ones for me.
For sure.
All the new chain stuff is great. And of course, all the old stuff is too. For some deep cuts, like some underground bands, Agalloch is one I like a lot.
Yes, incredible band.
And I'm wearing a Samothrace t-shirt right
really
now.
Really good doom metal band. So, yeah.
I like those guys a lot.
If you want the long songs, go for some Sam
exactly.
Race. Similar to Bellwitch. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Similar format.
Well, I'm going to have to go with probably Alice in Chains as my absolute favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They're like one of my top five bands of all time. I love Jerry Cantrell, just his guitar playing and singing and everything. He's genius.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn genius. Mm-hmm. And for underground stuff, I really like Wolves in the Throne Room.
Great band. Yeah.
Like I went through, I'm not a serious black metal phase for a long time, and they were doing it right for a long time. And they used to also play in the hardcore scene in different bands back in the day, and they were a little less serious with their rituals.
Sure.
but yeah, we used to play shows, and they were super fun, funny guys.
What bands were they in?
They were like this band called Wolves.
Okay.
And it was like, spray painted himself silver, like the singer. They were very unique.
Interesting.
It's really good. I used to be really into my friend's band, Teen Cthulhu. They're like
great band. The Blade.
Great
album.
And they were total bros, and they were super fun guys to hang out with, and their shows were always really fun.
Do you remember a band called Tight Bros from way back when?
Oh yeah.
Dude,
I saw them with Carp and Olympia.
Carp is so heavy.
That's going to be one I want to add on there. Carp and Melvins.
Yeah, you know, Big Business, all that stuff. Yeah. All that stuff. Awesome, man. Well, we're talking about it. We're talking about the heaviness from Seattle. So let's just go into another song by you guys. Vanishment. Here's Force Compliance. You've been hearing it on Loud and Local and Metal Shop. So let's go into it. It's Vanishment from the album No More Torture. You can get that now. It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. We'll be right back. Vanish Murder the Rock. That was Force Compliance. And you can pick up the album on vinyl will be coming soon. You can get it on CD. You can get it on cassette tape. You can add them on social media. If you can't come out to a show, what's the best way to follow you guys?
Bandcamp, Instagram.
Instagram. We try to post a lot. Keep people engaged with us. Listen to music.
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Facebook as well.
Yeah, we've got faces built for radio, so look, check us out on Instagram.
Yes.
Really speak hot. For yourself.
Yeah. Come see our influencer bodies.
There you go. On TikTok. Yeah, exactly.
That said, we are trying to increase our YouTube presence here a little bit right now.
Oh, yeah, we do have a video.
Just put a video out.
Cool. That's right on.
Or so, dismiss the warning.
Awesome, dude. Yeah. And you guys filmed that yourselves, or did someone?
We did it ourselves.
DIY, man.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah, it looks pretty decent for doing it ourselves. And we had fun making it, and it came out pretty good. And edited it all, and posted it up. I mean, the age of YouTubes, you can do that crap on your own.
Exactly. That's awesome. Right on. Well, so we are going to go into another song to end this, Door to Deceit. But before we go in... do you guys have any thank yous or shout outs? Anyone that you want to, acknowledge before we, kick you guys out the door?
Just met this guy, Kevin. He's pretty cool.
Thanks.
Nice guy. Real hospitable. Brought us to a nice place. I'll
pick him. Appreciate it. Shout out to some bands. Reburied, Solicitor. You know, they're awesome. Anybody else?
I don't know.
No, we're
a DIY band. What can we say?
Yeah.
I'll say any people who take the time to come and watch us play, and then they smile and get their faces melted and their ass rocked. I'll say thanks to them.
Yeah, Seattle Metal Family.
Yes.
That dude is awesome, and he comes to all our shows, and he is into it. Like, and he's rad. It's awesome.
He must actually like us.
Yeah, it's great, and he's and seeing that enthusiasm and stuff makes you feel young again. It's good.
Are you talking about one person?
Yeah. Well, it's like a group. It's like a crew of dudes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it's,
That's awesome. Well, cheers to the Seattle against Vanishment, and follow them on social media and stream their music and buy it if you can. Come out to a show and check them out. They're going to be playing a bunch of rad shit. The album is called No More Torture, and thanks for coming up. I think this is the first Vanishment interview you've ever done the radio.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Awesome. My pleasure. We're going to go into Door to Deceit, but I want y'all to step up and be the cheesiest radio DJ you can possibly be. Who's going to introduce it? Who's going to introduce it?
Are we ready?
Ready? You're ready? You're going to do it?
All right.
So this is the way what you got to do, okay? So I'm going to turn my mic off and give you the quick instructions. Say, your name of your band, Door to Deceit, on KISW, okay? And be as cheesy morning zoo radio as possible, okay?
Yeah. Jerry. This is Vanishment with Door to Deceit on KISW The Rock.
Can I get a big group rock?
Yeah.
The Rock!
Amazing. Thank you.
Save me!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.